is a sad day for our country.
Yes.
And I have to ask a question, and I'd like to ask these legislators who voted for this off this god-awful bill. If we can give government and big industries the right to inject untested medical products that are zero liability into our children coercively, where does the power of government end? What can they what else can they order us to do?
Everything.
Can they do the same thing that they do in China, which is to tell people that they have to abort their babies for the good of society? Can they euthanize people for the good of society? Where is the legal boundary? Where is the rational boundary if we can give government this right, which we have signed treaty after treaty after treaty, saying you cannot force an American citizen or any citizen of the civilized world to take a medication or to submit themselves to a medical procedure without informed consent? What has happened to the Democratic Party? What has happened to the party that used to stand for listening to women? Why are they listening to pharmaceutical companies and not for the women? The past 2 years, the Democrats have been telling us, well, we are the party that stands up against the bullies and listens to women when they've been bullied. And yet, you have all the members who voted for this, and none of them can answer the question, where is all the autoimmune diseases coming from? Where, if it's not the vaccines, and where is it coming from? We have, when my generation, according to HHS, 12% of the people in my generation prior to 1986 had chronic diseases. Today, 54% did. But let's pretend all those hundreds and hundreds of studies aren't there that say it's the vaccines. Let's pretend that all the vaccine, every one of those diseases, the autoimmune diseases, Guillain-Barré, cerebral palsy, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, the neurodevelopmental diseases, ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language delay, tics, Tourette's syndrome, ASD, autism, the allergic diseases, peanut allergies, food allergies, eczema, asthma, anaphylaxis. Where can we find those listed? In two places. One, in the list of chronic diseases that are now epidemic among American children, and on the vaccine inserts. And why would the company put them on the vaccine insert? They put them there because the only way you can sue them under VICA is if they know or suspect of an injury that's being caused by their product and they fail to put it on the insert. So it's the one place where they're honest. For many years, they've told us, well, just because we put it on the insert doesn't mean that it's actually a vaccine adverse event. It's caused by the vaccine. But the Code of Federal Regulations says you cannot put it on an insert unless you believe that it's caused by the vaccines. So they're lying, and all of these legislatures in here, one of the things that I knew about the environment is that it was a war between large corporations who are trying to treat our planet as if it were a business in liquidation, convert our natural resources to cash, have a few years of pollution-based prosperity for themselves, and our children are going to have to pay for their joyride. With denuded landscapes, poor health, huge cleanup costs that are going to amplify over time and they'll never be able to pay. That was my life's battle, because these were corporations that were commoditizing our landscapes. The landscapes that are the Purple Mountains majesties of these countries that enrich our children spiritually, culturally, economically, and their health. And when I got sucked into this issue, I saw something 100 times worse. Not just oil companies trying to pave and commoditize our landscape, but big pharmaceutical companies, the most evil companies on earth,
evil,
who are commoditizing our children, who are giving our children this tsunami of chronic disease, and then making the money to try to tell us, well, we're going to get rid of infectious diseases like chicken pox and measles. Oh, we're going to trade that for rheumatoid arthritis and diabetes and autism and ADD and ADHD. And all of those infectious diseases are treatable and curable, usually within a week. And none of the chronic diseases that they are causing are treatable or curable. And they're making $50 billion selling our kids these mandated vaccines that are untested and liability-free, but they're making $500 billion a year selling them the EpiPens, the seizure medications, the Prozac, the albuterol inhalers, the rheumatoid arthritis medications, the diabetes medications that our children are now addicted to for life because of these vaccines.
Sorry.